carry the husband. Abraham, the same death came back again and carried his son.
Amen.
So they were carrying the son, going to the burial ground to go bury the son of that widow. And Jesus and his disciples were entering into the city, reaching to the gate of the city. They saw that woman crying, weeping. That's why I said, no cry for you this year.
Amen.
Amen. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Devil will not see your tears this year.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus saw the woman crying and weeping. The only son. And that's the hope of that woman. So the woman was crying, weeping. Jesus saw the woman and said, don't worry. Woman, don't worry. And Jesus went straight to the casket they carried and touched the casket. Amen? The Bible said the dead man opened the casket and sat down. Am I talking to somebody? He sat down and began to talk. A dead man began to talk. A divine word, touch. There's power in divine touch. Praise the Lord. A dead man, the casket open, he sat down on that casket where they carry the man on the head. He began to talk. How are they now? Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? A dead man talking because a divine touch touched him. Praise the Lord. Because the power of God entered and opened the casket. If the power of God can make Lazarus to come out from the grave, the same power that resulted in Lazarus is still working today. The same power that resulted in Jesus is still working today. Amen? They have not buried him. It's just a casket. He touched. Just a power opened the casket. The man still. A dead man come back to life. I see everything that devil have called death in your life. I command it to come back to life. Come back to life. Come back to life. Come back to life. Every dead thing in your life. Every dead thing in your health, every dead thing in your business, every dead thing in your marriage, I call it to come back to life. Come back to life. Come back to life. In the name of Jesus. Am I talking to somebody? That touch resurrected that young man. And they carried the young man and gave to the mother. Joy came back to the mother. That's why I said, pray. This year, you will not cry.
Amen.
This year shall not be a year of sorrow.
Amen.
This year shall not be a year of mourning.
Amen.
For you and your family in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We terminated it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And that woman began to smile. Person that was crying. The person that was in pain. Person that was, you know, in sorrow, the whole thing disappeared. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Whatsoever that is not giving you joy will leave you too.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
It will leave you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We know. God saw her anywhere. This is a sudden miracle. Amen? The woman didn't expect Jesus to come.
Amen.
Coincidence, they met at the gate. Jesus didn't know that that boy died. Very soon, you have what we call sudden miracle.
Yeah.
That miracle will impress you.
Yeah.
It will impress you.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. One of the greatest fears of men is death. Praise the Lord. When you say somebody will die, you begin to fear. And that's why the prophetess and all these prophets eat their money. Because one of them put the fear, death. Everybody, nobody wants to die. Amen? And when they come, say, no, you have to do something so that you will not die. All the whole money they have in their account, they will bring it so that they will not die. After bringing it, the death will still come. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So man fears death more than any other thing. Praise the Lord. And devil has seen that men are fearing death. Devil uses it to attack them. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? And nowadays, you see, what people celebrate is death. I was going from a wedding to my here. This it is my journey. At Mbise, the plot you go road. All these Apama people where they used to carry dead body, they use the thing, they do show. Amen? Can't see everywhere, they block it. Can't see dance. Everybody was shaking their body. Why death increased? Because they honor death. Am I talking to somebody? They honor death. They will kill cow. They will celebrate death. And that's why it comes. He likes it. Because people celebrate death. Even the death of 20 years. A death of 15 years, they celebrate. This last one, I go. This one, if it is the kind of death that will be coming, I will like it. Am I talking to someone? 110 years is not 100, it's not 10 years. It's not 20 years. Am I talking to someone? And that one is celebration. Praise the Lord. They carry powder. They spread to everybody. People are dancing. Because the woman rich. Overdo. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? But a death of 30, 40, 50 is not death. It's untimely what? Death. We don't want it. That's what why we cancel it. A death of 60 is not good death. Praise the Lord. Bible says he gave us 70 years. When you continue to do things, then you reach 28 to 100. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, one of the greatest fear of man is death. Death is the end of everything according to man. It's the end of everything according to man. Death brings sorrow and pain to the loved ones. That's why we cancel it tonight. That's why we pray. This year, we cannot see death. We cannot experience it. Amen? Bible says we should not remember the old thing. I don't remember it again. That one don't pass. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? So what we are talking this year is what God is going to do in our lives. Praise the Lord. We're expecting new things. We're expecting good things. Hallelujah. Not death. Hallelujah. Amen. Death is the absence of life. Once your life is taken, that's what they call death. You are no more, you are lifeless. That's death. Amen. So a lifeless business can't bring profit. Amen? Death can touch business. When you are doing business, laboring, and all your laboring is in vain. Praise the Lord. No profit, nothing. It's a dead what? Business. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A lifeless destiny can't prosper. Destiny that is dead cannot do what? Prosper. Satan comes to steal through death. When he takes life, death is the result. Once devil takes a life of a man, then what will be crying is, this person is death. Amen. Because life has gone out of the man. Praise the Lord. Jesus, what came this year is to give you life in abundance. Do you receive it? And that's the reason why we cancel anything death. Amen. To expect a new thing that current life in abundance that you give to us. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. So cancel any death. It's not our portion this year. And I stand in this altar to decree and declare none of our people, none of our family shall be lost.
Amen.
None of any members of this ministry shall be lost.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
Amen. God did it last year for us. He will do it again for us. He will do it again this year for us. Amen. There will be no complaint. No evil reports. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. When Satan kills, it is only God that can bring back to life. We see it in the above scriptures we read. Amen. The devil came and took away the life of that young man. And Jesus came. Amen. To bring the life what? Back. And that's what, why that scripture said, devil come to steal, why Jesus came to do, give you what? Life in abundance. We have seen it in that scripture. Devil, the work of devil in man's life is to take away life. And once you take away life, you have stolen your life. Amen?
Amen.
If you're a believer and you believe that God, believe in God, then He will restore that life back to you. Praise the Lord. So in that story, we see that son of the widow, Jesus restored life back to him. Why devil came and take away the life? Jesus said, no. The boy's life will still be there. Amen? Hallelujah. So whatsoever that enemy have called death in your life, tonight Jesus is going to restore you. Believe it, I want it louder. Amen. Praise the Lord. When death is the result, Jesus came, give life. He is the giver of life and the restorer of sin. Praise the Lord. He is the giver and restorer of what? Life. When Satan kills, it is only God that can bring back life. Look at the way enemy met that widow to cry and to weep. By taking the life of the only son. And that's the hope of that woman. Praise the Lord. That's the only hope of that woman. Devil came. Because the devil wants to deal with you, he will look that very important thing that you love most and take it away. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? Hallelujah. So that he cannot touch you and your family this
way. Amen.
Say, I am untouchable.
I am unkillable.
I am undestroyable. I am unshakable. In the name of Jesus. I'm above human destruction. Nothing devil can do unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God have made one of us a diversity and pillar of iron, a frozen wall against our enemies, and the Bible says they shall fight against us, but it shall not prevail against us, because God is with us. We have started with God this year, and God will continue with us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He will never leave you on the way. Praise the Lord. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Because He made that promise, He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So God will never leave us in this year or forsake us. He will take us to the end, to His own glory, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
The woman cried, wept, and then Jesus had a voice for that woman. Coincident, they met on the gate, and the boy come back to life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The miracle that you didn't expect will come.
Amen.
I said the miracle that you didn't expect this year will come unto you.
Amen.
If you believe it, I want a louder amen.
Amen.
So shall it be unto you. In the name of Jesus. They killed her husband. They come to her son. The only hope, which was the little boy, also died. They killed her future, her expectation. Devil killed her, because that only son is only the expectation of that woman. It's the only future and hope of that woman. The devil came and picked that boy and killed him after killing the husband. Amen? Am I talking to somebody? Her expectation was gone. And that is
what led that woman to be crying. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Why the woman started crying? Because you have lost hope.
But he didn't know that Jesus is still around. Job said, my Redeemer lives. And the Redeemer appeared to her. That Redeemer will appear to you this year.
Amen.
I say he will appear to you this year.
Amen.
He will appear to you this year.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
What the devil does, he is a murderer. Devil is what? A murderer. Check your life. Check your home. Is there anything the enemy called that the devil has condemned or called death in your life? Tonight, the Redeemer is here.
Amen.
The Deliverer is here.
Amen.
The Healer is here.
Amen.
He will touch you.
Amen.
And that part of your body that is dead will come back to life.
Amen.
He will touch you. That business that devil have called death will come back to life.
Amen.
He will touch you. That womb that enemy have condemned will come back to life.
Amen.
He will touch you. All those things that enemy have called death in your family will come back to you.
Amen.
That marriage will come back to life.
Amen.
If you believe it, I want a louder amen.
Amen.
I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, whatsoever that is happening in life, anything that is making man to cry, to weep, amen, is the devil. It's not what? Ordinary. It's the devil, that's the cause. That's why he came to do what he came here on the earth to do. His mission, that's what he come to carry out. Praise the Lord. No soul without what? Whatsoever that is happening, that is causing your soul, it comes from the devil. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There have been no weeping this year.
Amen.
There have been no sorrow this year.
Amen.
There have been no tears this year.
Amen.
If you believe it, I want a louder amen.
Amen.
I want someone to shout enough is enough. Poverty has gone yesterday.
Amen.
Lacking has gone yesterday.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
pain has gone.
Yes.
The Lord is spirit.
Amen.
That's why I say shock enough word
is enough.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Every hand of the devil be removed from your life.
Yes.
Every hand of the witches and wizard in your life will be cut off.
Amen.
This year, you are free.
Amen.
God has given you the freedom.
Amen.
Of the Lord. And so shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
before this was out, you come with many, many, many testimonies. Praise the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? What I'm declaring here, I meant it from the deep of my heart.
Amen.
Socially.
Amen.
God will honor his ways.
Amen.
And confirm them with signs and wonders.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Many are in sorrow today because they don't have what to eat. They don't have money. Amen. Many are crying every night. They will look unto the ceiling without sleeping because of challenges, because of problems. Those problems God have terminated.
Amen.
I told you that the devil come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Why Jesus has come, and that Jesus is here tonight.
Amen.
To give you life in abundance. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Every suffering is ended tonight.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Laboring without profit has come to an end tonight.
Amen.
Starting from today, when you labor, you will get a profit.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The restorer is here tonight.
Amen.
It was a divine touch that brought the widows back to life. What that you are dead, praise the Lord. What your destiny needs to come alive tonight. Amen. Your destiny that enemy has called dead will come back to life. And so shall it be. With divine touch, it will come back to life.
Amen.
I say with divine touch, that your destiny that enemy has called dead will come back to life.
Amen.
I see somebody's destiny shining like a star.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
They cover that destiny with calabash. But that calabash, because of the word, the utterance that is going out right now, that calabash have caught fire.
Yeah.
The word of God have made that calabash to catch fire.
Yeah.
And I see that destiny arising.
Yeah.
Arising.
Yeah.
Rise and shine, rise and shine in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, and so shall it be. Your destiny has resulted today from the place the buried is. Come back to our life. And it will start from now to shine. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Are you blessed tonight?
Yes, sir.
You know, we have time. Let me see.
Yes, sir.
We have time now.
Yes, sir. So we are keeping our time. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are going to enter into prayers right now. So that we can end exactly the time and go. Praise the Lord. So rise on your feet. At least you get 2-3 points out of what I've taught this night. Praise the Lord. So rise on your feet. It's time to pray. Begin to pray for the word of promises that you have sent to you. Begin to appreciate him. He have taught you this night. And he's going to touch you for the second one. The word has gone out. That's the one that touched you one. And he's going to touch you the second one. And today we see in the Bible that the blind man that Jesus touched, he begin to see men like three. God does not see like that. And Jesus said, why they see men like three? Let me touch you another one. He touched him on the second one. And then the man touch brought, restore his sight. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Speak after me. My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
Show me kindness.
Show me kindness.
Show me your kindness this year. Open your mouth and pray with faith. Show me your kindness this year. Father, show me your kindness this year. 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 Talk to God. Show me your kindness this year. Also, number two prayer point, say, Lord, let your touch turn my weeping to laughter. Let your touch turn my weeping to laughter. Let your touch turn my weeping to laughter. This is a year of our laughter. Let your touch turn my weeping to laughter. We have refused to weep this year. Rather, we will laugh. Lord, let your touch turn my weeping to laughter. Pray, 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 pray. Number three prayer, Father, let your touch quicken every deadness of destiny in my life. Every deadness of my destiny, let your touch quicken it. Everything that the enemy have called dead in my destiny, I need your touch tonight to quicken it. Let your touch, O Lord, quicken. Let it quicken my destiny. Let your touch quicken every deadness of my destiny. Also pray, O Lord, I need a touch of resurrection in the name of Jesus. Touch me and resurrect me back again. I need a touch of resurrection, a touch of resurrection in my life, in my family, in my destiny, in my career, in my business, a touch of resurrection. Oh Lord, I need a touch of resurrection in my life in the name of Jesus. Also prayer number five prayer, Father, touch every part of my life that has not been dead in the name of Jesus. Touch, touch, touch. Every part of my life that has been dead in the name of Jesus. Every part of my body, every part of my life that the enemy have called dead, begin to touch it right now and bring life back to it. Bring life back to it. Lida bozunda hida kashata tarinale. Yekoto predi kapari da kasute te katakatatara. Every part of my life, every part of the love